Fe Lady Chiefs. Chiefs playing very well right now, and tonight they get a nice win. They knock off one of their rivals. They beat Concordia 54-22. And, Jeremy, sounds like pretty good defensive effort. You hold Concordia to 22 points. I know Concordia, a pretty good ball club, so you got to be happy with the way your girls played defense tonight.
Oh, I've been very happy with the way they've been playing defense for a couple weeks now. I think we've gotten a lot better since Christmas break defensively. And, you know, we saw Concordia before Christmas, and we beat them, but it was 65-55. And to come out and hold a very talented Concordia team to 22 tonight, I think it says a lot about our girls, the way they've kind of changed the way we do some things defensively. And they always play hard, but they're starting to figure out how to be a little bit better at it.
I don't want to give it away any secrets, but what do? You a man-to-man zone team. What's your key on defense?
I tell you what, there's not a lot of secret. We played a bit of everything this year. We probably played a little bit more zone before Christmas, and really worked on making our man-to-man better. We're not a real big lineup. We're not real tall, but we're pretty athletic. And as we figured out our you know fundamentals and stuff, I think we've gotten better in the man-to-man, and we've played that and played zone as well. And sometimes we throw a little press in, but just kind of depends on what we think the matchups are.
Jeremy, let's look at your offense tonight. You score 54 points. Who led the way for the Lady Chiefs tonight?
Tonight was Kerrigan Smith led us with 19, and she had 15 in the second half. A little slow start for her tonight, but she's a great shooter, and Concordia was giving her a little bit of extra attention tonight. So Bella Limbach had 12, and 8 of those came in the first quarter. So some nights it's give one attention and the other one can kind of go off. And Bella's been really great, you know, rebounding, and she's a good offensive rebounder and put back. And then second half, Kerrigan kind of got hot and knocked down a bunch of shots to kind of extend the lead for us.
Well, and I've talked to Kerrigan. She's been on my high school highlights program a couple of times. I know she's a special girl. And the other girls you mentioned, all playing very well. And, Jeremy, you guys are playing well right now. Tough loss on Tuesday night, a big I-70 conference game. The undefeated Wellington Napoleon girls came to Santa Fe. And you lose that one 51-48, but it sounds like one of those games that could have gone either way, went right down to the wire.
Yeah, I thought, again, we guarded them pretty well. And I know the score, you know, we gave up 51, but they are very, very talented in some of their spots, and I thought we defended them pretty well. Couple breakdowns in the first half, but it was close. I think it got to 16 points in the third quarter, and then we showed a little bit of resiliency, I thought, and scored the ball well. And pretty balanced. Had three girls in double digits, and, you know, that's another thing. Since Christmas, we've been pretty balanced, and we definitely needed against a team like Wellington. Coach Hampton has a good team, and he does a great job with them. But yeah, we fell a little bit short, and they are probably on their way to winning a conference title, and probably even more after that.
Looks like a couple of home games next week. You got Sweet Springs conference game, and then Hardin Central non-conference.
Yeah, Sweet Springs will be our last conference game, and I tell you what, that's another team with some talented players and kids, and it's a good thing we're getting better at defense, because we're going to need it going into this week, and obviously going into what I think is a very tough district. So hopefully we can kind of get ready for districts with next week's two games against Sweet Springs and Hardin.
Well, we'll talk more about your district when we talk to you next week, Jeremy. Real quickly, though, who are some of the top teams in that district, and where do you all go?
We will be at Norburn, and they are hosting, and they are the one seed. I think, if I'm right, I think they're 21-1 right now.
Yeah, they've lost one.
They're a very good team. We got the two seed, and after us, Bramer at three, who I think is going to be there to make some noise. And then after that is Hardin and Oric are in the 4-5 seed. And Oric, being a conference team, we're familiar with how good and tough they can play you. And then we'll learn more about Hardin next week.
Well, listen, thanks a lot, Jeremy. Always enjoy the visit. You're doing a great job over there. Your girl's playing very well right now, and I know, congratulations. I haven't talked to you since, but I know you won that Slater tournament. You beat a good Marshall team in the championship game, so congratulations on that. Thanks for calling, and we'll talk again next Friday night.
All right, I appreciate it, Joe, and thank you for all the coverage that you guys give.
Thank